listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So,
all right, so hi everyone. Welcome to DMTF podcast episode 43. I'm Patrick, and with me today is first Simon. Hello,
hello.
From England. And we have Ed regular on the quiz.
Hi guys.
And joining us today, second time on the podcast, I think, is Brian, the founder of the North American WhatsApp group. Hi Brian.
Hello everyone. How are you?
Yeah, good. Minutes ago, the game against Wolfsburg ended with a very frustrating 1-1 draw.
Yeah.
And I was curious to have you guys' instant reaction about what you thought of the game, what worked, what didn't work, etc. So we can start with Simon if you want. Go ahead.
All right, so interesting game to watch, I suppose it's fair to say, with a background of how it's all gone recently. It's great. Yeah, quite early on. I think it was 6 minutes or something. We scored.
It was pretty early on.
It was quite early on.
Yes.
I mean, and that was sort of, you know, it's a bit of a fluke because Cunha was sort of sliding around on the pitch.
He managed to fluke it in anyway.
Hey, do I care? No, yeah. Not in the slightest.
It was a perfectly placed finish, yeah.
and strangely slow ball, though. But like you said, he perfectly just the right spot and, you know, yeah. a goal.
It was all a bit random, but yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Absolutely. Brian, what do you think of the game in general? Would you call it like a game of two halves?
We definitely looked much more in charge and dangerous in the second half. Unfortunately, finishing continues to be a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely, I maybe would not have minded seeing Piontek come on a little sooner. But that being said, I really did like the debut of Guendouzi. So I thought he looked really good.
Yeah, I was Piontek came on at the 82nd minute. So yeah, it was a bit late in the game. I was going to ask Ed, what did you think specifically of Guendouzi in his first appearance for Hertha?
He looked really good. I mean, especially coming, you don't know what you were going to expect with him coming back from COVID.
Yes.
But I thought he made a difference. Tussar wasn't bad. But I think we looked a lot better once Guendouzi came on. Overall, we should have won. It was a strong performance. It's an improvement on the previous weeks. I also would have brought Piontek on earlier, probably when we brought Jessic on. I would have thrown him on too. Mm-hmm. But overall, I think tomorrow we'll be happy with a point, considering we haven't had one since first match day.
A while, yes.
But for right now, it's just frustrating.
Yeah. I gotta say, for what it's worth, you guys know I'm an Arsenal fan, so I had plenty of chances to see Guendouzi at work. And when I saw him go, I was like, same old, like super full of energy, but quite a bit undisciplined and maybe, lacking direction sometimes. And he got a yellow for pretty much a dumb reason near the end of the game
was,
as well.
That was really stupid.
But that was not a surprise, though.
the reffing was horrible today, though.
To see
John Anthony Brooks repeatedly, I mean, just try to, you know, take our players. I mean, he repeatedly took our guys out, and nothing happens, and then we end up getting the first yellow card for...
That's true. But Brian, did you honestly... Before Guendouzi came on, I was positive that nothing would happen for the rest of the game, or either that or that we would lose because we missed too many chances early on.
To be completely honest, I was worried it would be one of the games where we dominate a half, have a lot of chances, but then concede a dumb goal.
And yes. exactly.
You know, been there before.
More than half expecting that near the end of the game.
No, it felt like they were going to get a winner in the 90th minute.
Absolutely.
With the way it had gone, we missed so many chances.
absolutely need to. No, go ahead, Simon. Sorry.
I mean, I think there's a couple of things that I sort of brought away from the game. I mean, it was in some ways a game of two halves. I mean, one thing that you guys have already sort of mentioned, that sort of lack of finishing. I mean, we had some really good chances there, and we just scuffed it. Yeah. But also, some of the clearances by the defence were shocking. I mean, that did get better, and if it hadn't been for Boyata, we would have been screwed because he got in the way loads of times. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning of the first half, in particular, people were sort of kicking the ball, but they weren't getting rid of it. That happened against Leipzig as well. They sort of have an opportunity just to boot the ball out anywhere. It doesn't matter. Just get rid of it, and they're not doing that effectively.
Well, right after we scored the goal, Doty had a really, really poor giveaway, and it led to a corner ultimately for them, and nothing came of it. But it was, I mean, well into our own half. It wasn't clear what he was doing with the ball, and they out-muscled him and took it.
So over the past few games, let's take this one game as its own entity, if you like. So whose stock is falling after today's game? Brian, what do you think? Who had a really shitty game, pretty much?
Ooh. Honestly, I might have to say Cordoba for finishing. To be honest, he was putting himself in good positions, almost Zulka-like, but then not finishing. And at the end of the day, you have to finish.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
That's what he's there for. So
Maybe he will. Maybe things will click for him at some point. Like I don't know him well enough from his time at Köln to know if he was the same kind of player before. Or do you guys know? Or has he always been that way?
Well, he's never been one to get a lot of goals. I think of all the forwards that we have, I think Piątek probably has the best goal scoring record, albeit a bit briefer that he's had success. But I agree with Brian. I would probably say Cordoba was the worst on the field. I think Toussaint was probably up there as well. But overall, it had to be Cordoba. That last chance that he missed was...
That was a shocker.
Absolutely. Luque Bacchio missed two really good chances as well, I think. At least two. Okay, so then flip side, who would you say... whose stock is rising after today's game? Simon, what do you think? Let's start with you.
Well, in the defence, as I mentioned earlier on, Boyata did well. We would have been in a lot of trouble if it hadn't been for him getting in the way. So that's one that I would say for sure.
He also missed a great chance at the end, right? Like the header?
Yeah.
But, I mean, his prime job is to keep the ball out of our net.
And he
played his part there. Cunha was pretty damn good. Mm-hmm.
Ed, what do you think?
I agree. Boyata was superb. I thought we looked a little bit better with Stark moved up more into the midfield and Aldrete coming in to partner Boyata. I thought that was good. Overall, I mean, I thought the entire defensive line played really well. I'll go with Boyata as well.
They got better, I think, the defense as the game went through.
That's true.
They were pretty shaky at the start, but they picked up.
Brian, what about you? What do you think?
I'll go with the shock pick here. I'll say Stark, his stock is up because he's been playing much better since we moved him higher up. To be honest, he has looked terrible when we played him at center back. He's looked much better that we moved him up, and he's been playing as a holding midfielder. So just to change it up, I'll say Stark. I mean, he didn't have the best game, but he's been looking much improved. If he keeps getting his confidence back, we may have the Stark from 2 years ago.
I was starting to get a bit worried about Stark because, as you said, he was not having a good start of the season so far. And I was like, is he like regressing? What's happening?
And I'll throw a name out for stock rising as well, and that would be Krzysztof Piątek, if only because Cordoba was that poor today that Piątek's stock is risen. I would start him next week up top. I think the chances that we had, he would have finished one of them.
Who are we playing next week? I should know this, but
Here, I'm pulling it up again. I can't remember.
Oh, Augsburg.
Augsburg, then Dortmund.
Yes. And if I take a quick look at the stats of the game, it was even pretty much. Position was 52-48. Shots on goal was 5-4 for us. And we had much more crosses, many more. Fouls, they had 15. We had 8. We had 3 yellows. They had 1, but that was horseshit. You know, the ref, as you guys said, not a great performance. No reds, so that's good. And I gotta say, this is completely unrelated, but I think over the years, I think if you ask me which club has had the worst kits in the entire Bundesliga, I gotta say Wolfsburg. It's not even close. It's like we were playing 11 goalkeepers at the same time.
If I can add something here, we did dominate in shots off target.
Yes, you know? That's true. I think it ended 20-11. So absolutely. Absolutely.
And I will say the shots on target that we had, I think, were a little bit higher quality than theirs. I think the saves that Castillo's had to make were a little bit more difficult.
And I wanted to ask you guys, what did you think of their goal at the 20th minute, Baku? Was it like, it was a good shot. It was a really good shot, but it seemed like I had the impression that someone forgot about him because he had a lot of space around him.
Well, it was Cunha marking him. It was Cunha marking him, and I think you can see that's an attacker defending. I think Schwarzwald didn't get a clean look at it. I think Cunha blocked his vision a little bit. And
yeah, you mentioned that during the game. I didn't double check, but that's possible.
At least that's what it seemed like to me, you know, in my viewing.
But I'm still wondering how things would have gone if Cunha hadn't scored. That means, I mean, we would have been trailing 1-0, starting on from the 20th minute. I don't know. Maybe I should.
It might have meant that they made changes earlier, which
that's true.
Yeah, changed the dynamic of the game. But I guess we'll never know.
Maybe a more aggressive manager would have taken on Piątek earlier. Instead of with only 10 minutes left, it was like they were trying to play for the draw, you know, keep the point, settle for the point, not ideal. Okay, so is there anything more that we can add about today's game, or that's...
I mean, to sort of complement what the guys have said about the lack of finishing and what have you, it's fair to say some of the build-up play beforehand, some of the passes and crosses were excellent. If we could get the finishing at the end of that, I mean, some of the moves were really a joy to see. And then we just fluffed it at the end. But if we can manage to, if we could manage to get that finishing sorted out, it could be really nice to watch.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I had a good few crosses. Sorry, Ed, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to agree with Simon. You know, I thought Luca Bacchio, despite missing a couple of chances, I mean, pretty clear-cut chances, he still played relatively well and was good on the wing, creating some chances.
So
I'm seeing us do more set-piece practicing, apparently. When a little bit of delivery into the box, I think, might do us wonders. You know, simply
was
since
it,
we've been
some pretty big was it you, Brian, who mentioned, who asked during the game, when's the last time that we scored from a set-piece? Was it you or someone else?
It was someone else, but that was basically a historical question because it's a lot of times we have poor delivery into the box and we're running around like a chicken with our head cut off sometimes. Like
it's the hurt away.
Oh yeah.
Now that, and every time someone gets a corner against us, I'm having heart palpitation.
There's a good reason to be nervous there. All right. So that's it for today's game, I guess.
Yep.
Right. Ed, can you stay with us?
I gotta go. My cat is demanding attention as well. So this is Felix. So I'm not sure if he came through on
cats
my,
do
my
that.
Background.
Yeah, they do.
My son's cat sits on top of his work laptop when he's working from home because it's a nice warm place to sit. Meanwhile, the fan's going like mad. It's got this hot cat sitting on top of it.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey.
Yeah, Felix likes to be in the middle of everything. But all right, thanks for having me. I'm sorry, I got to run.
No, that's okay. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will do it again soon, I hope.
Yeah, right. Have a good rest of your weekend, everybody.
All right, so we can talk about the season so far if you guys want. What are your impressions? It's too bad that Ed had to leave, but one thing that's sticking into my mind is we bought some really good talent during the transfer window, but still I have the impression that right now, the team is less than the sum of its parts.
Mm.
And I'm wondering, like, I'm not going to say Bruno out or Bruno Raus or nothing like that. But I'm wondering if it's just a matter of taking some time to let the team, you know, gel together. Or is it a coaching issue? Or what do you guys think?
It's easy to blame Bruno, but you also need to think about the fact that if there's a Hertha fan and they went into a coma 2 years ago and then they woke up today, they wouldn't recognize anyone on the team hardly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. That's true.
Yeah, and so, you know, what we're seeing is some brilliant individual performances and the team movement performances are starting to pick up. But the fact is, you cannot add that many new players into a squad in the past year and a half and expect them to play together like they've played together for like 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's not like baseball, pretty much.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, you know, will I like to see more gelling by this point? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also understandable that there's not.
Yeah, that's true. Simon, what do you think?
I think one of the commentators on one of the games, it might have been on one of the German channels, I think, were sort of saying that they've tried to do too much too quickly. Because
mm-hmm.
they bought in, you know, they spent an awful lot of money. It's sort of like 100 million or something. I mean, a vast amount of money. For all these new players, and it does take time for them to all work together.
That's true.
I mean, it's probably a bit of both in that it just takes time for them to gel. But then again, it's the manager's or the coach's, you know, job to try to get that to happen as quickly as possible. It's never going to be straight away unless you're mind-numbingly lucky.
That's true.
Which clearly we're not.
We never are.
No, never have been, never will be. But,
exactly.
And all this sort of big city club rubbish, it's just sort of crazy. You know, you've got to admire the ambition of wanting to, you know, to sort of climb up, but they might be trying to do it too fast. I mean, let's solidify somewhere vaguely near the top of the table before we start saying whether we're going to win anything.
Yeah. And also, I mean, these are not normal times, as we all know.
No.
And there are a few domestic leagues elsewhere in Europe, like in England for the first few weeks, Aston Villa and Everton looked unbeatable. That's not normal.
No, it really is.
So, I don't know. It's maybe it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, you know.
Yeah.
After all,
I mean, it must make a difference to the players. I mean, I've sort of tweeted or something anyway that it was sad to see the Olympiastadion empty like that, and it must have some sort of impact on the players.
Yes.
You know, if you're playing at home, I mean, especially in a stadium like that, that it's so big.
Yeah.
To play in that, I mean, it's a bit echoey anyway at the best of times, but
yes.
With nobody in it, you know, it's supposed to be really quite weird.
It's like cavernous. So since the beginning of the season, first game of the season, if you remember, on September 11, talk about a disaster, they lost 5-4 against Braunschweig in the DFB Pokal. That was on September 11. I forgot about that date. The first game of the season was a convincing win against Bremen 4-1. Good times. Of course, it wasn't supposed
to. Albeit brief.
Oh, yeah, yeah, always. Always. It didn't last, and we got beat 3-1 against Frankfurt. And the next game was a, let's call it an honorable defeat against Bayern, 4-3. Is it a good way of calling that game, or?
We quite often do quite well against the Red Ants.
Yeah, maybe because there's no pressure.
We quite often lose. In fact, yes. Usually we lose, let's be honest. Yes. But we usually, you know, put up quite a good show against them.
Everyone loses to them. We consistently put up the toughest game against them in Dortmund.
I think so, right?
In my mind.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of other teams, they've lost the match before they even step on the pitch. We always don't, we never let them bully us. We always smack them right back in the face. And, you know, and then we hang around tough until the ref adds on however much stoppage time they need to make that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. 7-8.
Yeah, that's the new that's a new Fergie time. That's a German Fergie time. After that,
we'll play the big boys tough, and then we'll play the little kids quite poorly. So
yeah, it's like we always play up or play down to our opponents, yes, whoever they are. Yes. You know, we are very good at adapting in that way.
We're just being very sporting and giving people a fair chance.
Yeah, exactly. After that, the 2-0 defeat against Stuttgart. That was a shit game all the way, if I remember. Wasn't during that game that Boyata got sent off right before halftime, and then things fell apart. Was it that game?
Not sure. That definitely happened in one game. Whether Stuttgart, it was the Stuttgart.
On October 17th. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. After that, 2-1 defeat against Leipzig. I missed most of that game. I think it was a good thing, after all. And today 1-1 against Wolfsburg. So the next game is against Augsburg. What do you guys think? Brian, what do you think?
Is Augsburg still as hot as they were to start the season? I mean,
Yeah, they had a good start. Right now, they are sixth, three wins, one draw, and two defeats.
Huh. I think it's winnable for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But which hurts us close up?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good question.
If we play like we did in the second half, it's easily winnable, especially if the finishing gets sorted out somehow or other, or even partially. But if we play like we started today, with the exception of the goal, probably not so much.
Yeah. So if I remember, Zefauk got a red card last week, so he didn't play this week. So I guess he might be available next week, I suppose.
Yes, but I hope they sent him to a sports psychologist, because I really don't know what the hell he was thinking with those fouls. That was ridiculous. I don't know. He's fast. He's talented. Obviously, he's aggressive. Mm-hmm. Just needs to get his head screwed on right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a little bit like a Guendouzi, but worse in a way.
Guendouzi, I always think it's another David Luiz. I mean, partly because of the hair.
That's a good comparison. And actually, Luiz, of course, you know, Arsenal, he had his brain cramps, but he is a really good leader still, and he can drive the play forward really well for a defender. Mm-hmm. And
he can play really quite well, but I mean, he all too often just loses his head and does just completely wacky stuff.
Yes, and when he makes one mistake, it's like he cannot get it out of his head, and then things go from bad to worse. And Guendouzi might be a little bit of the same.
Hopefully only a very little bit.
Yes. Hopefully. So. Okay, right now, Hertha is 14th in the table after 6 match days.
We're doing better than Bielefeld.
Yes, that's true. There's already that.
Just.
Okay. Just. I know it's only 6 games, but is it time to readjust our predictions? Or we are where we should be for the moment, or any thoughts on that?
Well, clearly we are where we should be at the moment, because we've not come up with the goods. But I would have high hopes that the team will start to gel and we'll creep back up. We're not going to be setting the world on fire this season, clearly.
So far, yeah.
But it would be nice to think that things would start working together. Mm-hmm. And we'll sort of creep up at least to where we were last year, which yeah. I think is a reasonable target under the circumstances. And then hopefully we'll be firing at all cylinders when it comes into the next season.
We finished 11th last season, I think.
It's 10th or 11th, not quite sure.
Yeah, I mean, I know that some people were talking about Europe for next season, but like right now, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Yes.
we will see how it goes in the next transfer window. Brian, do you know if there is any, has there been anything confirmed about the next transfer window? Like usually it's about January, I guess, but will there be any change? Do you know?
In terms of, what do you mean, the length?
Yes, and... I mean, if they are thinking about moving it forward in time, or
I believe it's been moved a little earlier because, see, when the previous window just ended, I think it was only 6 weeks or so until the next window opened. Might be a little more.
Okay.
But yeah, I think the window is going to be a little sooner. If you hadn't suddenly put me on the spot, I could have told you.
Sorry, my fault.
No, I think the window might occur a little earlier this season, and it might go on a little longer. I'm not certain. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. Well, still plenty of time. And by that time, I guess we will have a better idea of what we need. And if Zay Falk is still a head case, well, maybe we can look at other options or something. But it would be too early to give up on him, I guess.
No, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's... But we've got Torre Riga still out there. Isn't he? Didn't he have, he picked up an injury. Was it something, was it an ankle or something?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Because he used to have quite a good partnership with Boyata, sort of going back a bit. So if he comes back online, that will be something else to put in the defensive mix.
Yeah, because he was in the lineup today, wasn't he? On the bench?
Oh, was he?
Was he?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. No, he wasn't, right? Okay.
I think he was, yeah.
Sorry, everyone. this is right after the game, and we are moving on other
topics. Yeah, we're clueless, but that's normal for me, so it's okay.
Yeah, maybe we are lacking a little bit in the research department for now. Sorry about that. Do you guys have anything to like on your mind when it comes to this season in general, or moving forward, or that's it pretty much, or?
Well, I for one, I sort of have hopes that we can sort of do better things as time moves on, but I'm still smarting a bit from the fact of not being able to be there at all, along with everybody else, of course. But you know, when you see the Olympic Stadion with nobody in it, and I mean, I think it's probably the same for you guys in the sort of the prospect of going to Germany is out the window for the foreseeable.
Yeah, and I'm reading about Christmas markets being cancelled left and right. That only adds to the feeling of dread that surrounds us these days.
At least you're in Canada. We just set a new record for 100,000 cases in a day. You know. So you know, hey.
No, I know things.
Yeah.
It could be worse, I know. That's true.
Yeah. I'll see you guys in 2077.
Or first thing first, try to survive the election on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
Don't get shot, please.
Oh, do you see the videos on Twitter of there's a bunch of SUVs with sort of Trump flags and things, you know, bumping cars around the place on the freeway. That's just extraordinary. What the hell are they doing?
It's the mind boggles. Like, it is incredible that we see that on this continent. You know, you would see that in some kind of, like, you know, Mad Max apocalyptic wasteland or something.
It was almost like that, really.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. But no, yeah. On this note, yeah, we can wrap it up here if you want, guys, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So thank you all for joining us today. And yeah, we might do another quick reaction pods like these in the future. Who knows? Just like anything regarding the future, who knows?
But dear listener, to always appreciate that the preparation will be actually zero, so we will know nothing. But yeah, we can waffle on.
I mean, I did take a few notes, like the thing about the Wolfsburg kits. I wrote it down before we started, so that's some preparation.
Yes.
That's more than zero, at least.
Yeah, come here for your fashion advice.
Oh yeah, big time.
Actually, looking at me, nah, don't.
As Ed said, I was the odd man out today. I will live with that shame on my mind for the rest of my days. It's horrible. Horrible.
I really like this shirt because Maria got me that got this for me.
Oh, nice. Okay.
In Berlin, and I picked it up when. We went there that one time, you know, before it all got locked down. But yeah, it's a nice shirt.
You were lucky to be able to go. I mean, if it was only once, but still, you were able to go. So that's
yeah. I mean, no football and things, obviously, back then. But we had to go there because we had to get us, you know, some things sorted out. We did manage to see a few people.
Okay.
Yeah, generally, it was a yeah. It was a bit of a grim trip, but I mean, the positive note was picking up this shirt.
Yeah, you know, I went back to Berlin into a virus apocalyptic, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt, pretty much.
Oh, I like this T-shirt. You like this shirt? It's good. It's good. Of course, they're all locked down now, aren't they? Yeah. Well, as of tomorrow.
Yes.
All the restaurants and things are closing.
Yeah. Same for France, I think.
Mm. I mean, it's the same in the UK. Well, it's on Thursday in the UK, but the, you know, the hospitality stuff, all the, you know, the sort of pubs and restaurants and stuff is all closing
for 1 month.
Yeah, for the moment, but they say it may well go on longer than that.
Ah, we've just admitted defeat, apparently. So we've capitulated. Now we're just going to pretend like it's not really happening, and then wait for January.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck, and stock up on your water and your ammo.
and make sure you put some spikes sticking out the side of the wheels of your car, just in case you've got some of those SUVs driving past.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so...
Anyway, on that cheery note.
Yep, yeah, on this happy note, thank you again, guys.
Apocalyptic episode of Don't Mention the Podcast.
Yeah. maybe the last episode ever. Who knows? Well, probably not. All right, so thanks. Right. Thanks, guys, again. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you soon. Thanks.
Bye.